if you're so inclined to believe that you're going to get some shit for free, you know, it's clear that women have an intention when they sleep with you. Now, could you be able to seduce women? Of course, you're probably able to seduce women. But if you fuck that woman more than once, 9 times out of 10, the longer and the more you have sex with her, the more debt you're going to build up, and she's going to call that shit in. Mm-hmm. At some point, she's going to call that debt in. See, what you're doing is, and this is what you niggas don't recognize, the more you fuck that woman and don't pay her, everything is switching because now you're beholden to her. Mm-hmm. So you got a choice to either stop fucking her or pay that debt. So now what's happening is the trick is being power tricked by the hoe. Take, for instance, this shit with Stormy Daniels and Trump.
Right.
Okay? Trump said, look, bitch, I got 130. Mm-hmm. Keep your mouth shut. Let's do this. If you open your mouth, you're going to have to pay this $1 million. Mm-hmm. Okay? But this is what I'm going to give you. This is what I'm going to give you. So now, do you think she honored that $130,000 and kept her mouth shut?
No.
No. That bitch trying to crack him for millions in book deals, exclusives, you know, tell-all interviews. She's trying to figure out a way to get paid.
Right.
So if you want to say that he's the president of the United States, and don't get no more alpha than the president of the United States.
Shit. And still, you know, got pussy all in the mix trying to still be in his pockets.
Yeah.
And he doing it on some business shit. So even on the trick side, man, you know, ain't none of that shit foolproof.
Nope.
You know what I mean? But you still are more so to mitigate your damages by taking the business route. It just so happens that he's the president of the United States. You know, he's a big target.
Yes.
So, you know, the rules don't necessarily apply to him because, you know, we small fries.
Yeah. Mm. See, they don't have any fame or repute. You know, to get by fucking around with us. They stand only to gain in terms of being able to survive. Mm-hmm. Because if we don't come along, the bitches gonna crash and burn. They go on the skid row.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So with him, his money's longer and his fame and his power is stronger than ours. Mm-hmm. So that puts him sort of at a disadvantage.
Right.
But the thing is that you guys have to understand that while they may like fucking you or they may enjoy fucking you, don't think that you're exempt from being a price tag. Mm. Don't think that you're exempt from being a dollar sign, because that's what you are. You can tell yourself whatever you want to tell yourself. At the end of the day, if that bitch fuck you more than once, she gonna figure out how to cash in some of that debt that she's accumulated from some of that head or from some of that pussy. So if you don't want to join us, I understand if you don't want to be a so-called beta male. I understand if you don't want to be a so-called trick, but see, you tricking, and you're a trick whether you want to be a trick or not. The truth is, we recognize the system for what it is. We recognize it, and we're honest about it. Mm-hmm. We call that shit for what it is. Nothing is for free. Anything that's for free is too expensive. Mm-hmm. Anything that's for free is too expensive. My father told me, and I repeat it, he said, any woman that you get for free is expensive and you probably can't afford her. So, I mean, I don't know how to explain it more than that. We told y'all niggas this since 2010, going on 10 years. Nobody gets out of paying. Everything costs. And you either pay now or you pay later. Mm-hmm. Or you may be like some other niggas, you know, her nigga coming over here to suck this trick's dick or lick on this trick's balls and coming back home and kissing you in the mouth.
Mm-hmm. Hey, check this out, y'all. You know, like I said, when I was married, I had to go in my pocket and take care of my woman. When I was pimping, I had to go in my pocket and take care of my women. When I'm tricking, I gotta go in my pocket and take care of my woman. It don't matter what position you play, nigga. If you got a broad and you fucking with her for a prolonged period of time, man, you got to maintain the broad, man. God damn, why is it so hard? Well, let me back up, because, you know, the 80-20 rule. There's 20% of niggas out there, no doubt, that probably ain't got to give a broad shit. You know what I mean? I see niggas like that because they are in my family. But, you know, that is the exception. And here's the question.
What's up? How long do they fuck with those women?
Shit, man. They fuck with them for... Well, they fuck with them for a while, but they end up having to cut them loose because, like I told you before, yep. they end up being yep. problems.
Yep. So they can't afford to keep them.
So, no, they can't afford to keep them, man.
They fuck with them, but they got to let them go.
They got to let them go.
So they can't be in a long-term relationship with them.
No.
Because it's more costly to them
yes.
to be in a long in terms of incarceration,
mm-hmm.
in yeah. terms of threats to their lives, mm-hmm. their safety.
Getting robbed.
Getting robbed and set up.
Yeah.
It's too expensive to keep them long term. That's why, look, I said it the podcast before last. I want you to go.
Go.
Go. Take this shit and go home.
Man.
Go home. I'm paying you to leave. Go.
Shit, man.
Because those dudes know mm-hmm. that they can't keep those women around. Mm. Those dudes know. What's going to happen if they fuck? What happens when you cross one of them bitches? Mm. They go collude with your enemy mm. or collude with the police yep. or both.
Right.
So they can't even afford to keep
her. Right. If she free, she's too expensive.
Yes, she's too expensive.
Well, so, basically, I'm gonna go ahead and throw Donovan Sharp's some of his excerpts in on this because man, he gave a brilliant assessment of what we were talking about just now. And once again, I want to press upon cats, man, exactly what's happening in the court system with broads getting everything they want carte blanche and the man getting kicked in the balls. This is by design. This is not an accident. You know, so when I hear Tommy and these other cats, you know, talking about, well, what the courts need to do and you the courts, y'all need to take it to consider. Look, they already know what the fuck they doing, man. They already know what the fuck they doing. This has come down on high from, you know, think tanks way up. In a, I don't know if you would call Bilderberg groups or, you know,
you don't have to go that groups. Far. You don't have to go that far.
No, you know, you
the
don't.
Heritage Foundation,
right?
The Olin Foundation,
mm-hmm.
you know, these right wing think tanks. While and here's the hypocrisy. Mm-hmm. They'll sit here and talk about welfare, knowing damn well they benefit from welfare.
Exactly.
Their corporations benefit through the very programs that they're castigating. And that they're demonizing in the public square. Mm. They know damn well they benefit.
They get big kickbacks.
They get big kickbacks from that.
Right.
You see. So if we want to talk about the courts, let's break down what happens when you go into court so that people can. I did this before.
Okay.
But I'm going to do it again. Let's say you go. I'm going to give you two different scenarios. Okay. You go. You marry a broad, which is the biggest, the highest form of tricking. Marriage is the highest form of tricking from a dollar aspect. Now, some people are going to say, well, I get to have my seed live forever and I get to propagate. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. That's a benefit for marriage is the propagation and the continuation of your name. Okay. But I'm talking about from a long-term standpoint with respect to the dollar. You go, you marry this woman, shit don't work out. Right away, the law says that whatever you accumulate, even if she didn't have a job, whatever you accumulate is marital property.
Mm-hmm.
Even though she's unemployed, even though she's not working, it's automatically marital property. Okay? I had this, it's this guy from our mutual friend over there on James H. McGee.
Mm-hmm.
He was running this scam where he had this little group home. And he was able to bilk the state for, oh God, hundreds of thousands of dollars through running these group homes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he fucked up and married a stripper.
Okay.
And then he told the stripper how he was making the money and even put her in on the scam.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, she didn't stay with him long. Mm-hmm. And she got a divorce from him. She filed for divorce. And when she filed for divorce, everything they accumulated, his cars, his home, even though they weren't married but for 9 months.
Mm.
Everything that they accumulated, she assessed it to be, the courts assessed it to be part of her property. They looked at his income. His income was upward of about $750,000.
Right.
So that meant she had title to half of his income. Any pensions he had, automatically it belonged to her, even though they had no children and they had only been married for 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So he had to wind up selling off the cars. He had to wind up selling off the home, actually committing fraud. Because you can't sell assets in the middle of a court proceeding. That's called fraudulent conveyance. You can't sell assets without the court's permission if you're being sued. A lawsuit or a action for divorce is a civil lawsuit. So he committed fraudulent conveyance, but he still, by selling the shit off without court order, and still had to wind up giving her half of it. Get this though. He paid her lawyer's fees. Her lawyer's fees, she didn't pay her lawyer a dime.
Right.
Her lawyer fees were about $30,000.
Damn.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Then he had to pay his lawyer fees, which was another $50,000.
Hmm.
Just to have to wind up splitting $375,000 in liquid assets.
Man, that's hardcore tricking right there.
That's hardcore tricking right there. You see what I'm saying? Damn. So, just to get rid, for her to go, it cost him nearly $500,000.
Damn, bro.
For her to go.
Okay. The niggas is looking at you stupid for 75.
For 75.
Motherfuckers, please.
Okay.
Okay.
So, second instance, you fuck one of these broads and you get them pregnant.
Mm.
Okay? They're not going to take that baby away from her, no matter how unfit of a parent she is. Even though she violates all of those 12 principles under the best interest of the child, they're just not going to take that kid away from her, short of her going to prison.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So automatically, they have a formula to determine how much you should be paying. Okay? So most niggas, of course, they're afraid of the court. So when the notices come, they don't pay that shit no attention. They put it on the table.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they don't understand the clock starts. If she's on assistance, that clock starts running from the second that baby's born. Because what happens is you are obtaining or you are accumulating the expenses for the child's birth. So you got medical expenses paid for by the state right off the rip.
Mm.
So from the second that child is born, you begin to go into debt. And every second that you do not assume any type of custodial, parenting or any type of custodial relationship of that child, that debt is steadily accumulating.
Mm-hmm.
It's steadily climbing. So then by the time when you, oh shit, I owe $30,000, ding, 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 let me go get custody. And the court said, no, fuck you, you're not getting custody.
Wow.
As a matter of fact, you're $30,000 in arrearages, and if you don't pay this, you'll be found in contempt and an arrest warrant will be issued for you.
Mm. Okay.
You understand?
Yeah.
So you start, you walk into that custody hearing. You walk into that family law court already in debt before you even pay for a lawyer. That's if you got the money to pay for a lawyer.
Mm. Pimps and hoes is real.
Real.
It's real.
So right out the gate, she benefits in court from that sacrosanct right of not separating the child from his mother, no matter how unfit she is. The bitch could be a heroin addict.
Mm-hmm.
The bitch could be a crack addict. And they still won't do it. The child could be born with birth defects. And they still won't do it. Mm-hmm. Birth defects due to drug addiction.
Mm-hmm.
And they still won't do it. But that guy is automatically in debt regardless of what his status is. Regardless of the situation, he is automatically in debt. And since most niggas run from the court system, since they don't confront the court system, they make the problem worse. Because they don't go in and ask for a reduction in support. They just run until the police catch you.
Mm.
So then when the police catch you, not only you have, now you have to scare up some money for them to let you go. Here's how they do it. They won't, you can't bond out on that case.
Mm-hmm.
You have to bring them some money. If you Dang. Don't bring them some money, they ain't letting your black ass up out of there.
Hmm. Damn, all in the name of the pussy.
All in the name of the pussy.
Whoa.
So if you have a $30,000 debt that's accumulated, they're not going to let you out. They're not going to let you. And they tell you what they will accept. You can't go down there and tell them I got 75.
Mm.
75 what, nigga? 7,500?
Right.
No, 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 no. You can't go down there and dictate to them what you're going to pay in order for you to be released. They're going to tell you what you have to pay in order to get your freedom back.
Mm, Let me tell these super niggas something, man. Just to add a little something, man. Because, of course, you know, when you tell a cat that, you know, you fucks around and you will pay a bitch directly, nigga got the nerve to kind of, like, look down his nose at you, man. Well, let me tell y'all something, man. I cohabitated with a woman for 22 years, and I'm still officially married to her. And I basically left the household in 2008. And let me tell you something, man. Every broad I've ever fucked with, including this married, my main girl, my wife, my bottom, ain't none of them bitches ever took me to court. Ain't none of them bitches went to the man on me. You know what I mean? So how is that for a beta ass nigga? While you running around popping your collar, talking about how you this and that, and you pointing your fingers at me, talking about how I ain't no real man, nigga. I'm willing to bet there's plenty of females in your goddamn past that have took your ass to court, that have ran to the man on your ass. But guess what? Big Mike ain't got them problems, nigga.
Got a child support warrant right now.
Shit.
I bet you niggas saying they got a child support warrant right now. I bet you the nigga that's talking that shit is running from the police. They running from the state right now. You see? And the niggas that's saying that shit, them the ones that are going in their pocket the deepest, but they trying to rationalize their tricking because they don't want to be known as beta males. You see? But again, somebody... Nothing in this life is free, because if it's free, you can't afford it. And that's just what it is. Now, can some dudes in the short term talk and seduce women? Of course they can talk and seduce women. I would never say that that can't happen. But usually, how many dudes do you know that are just knocking bitches off on a serial, their serial one-night standards? I don't know very many niggas that's just going down, like, okay, you one night. No, they fucking these bitches 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 times. Now, what's usually happening is the more they get used to these bras, just like what Pimpin' Kid said, the more you fuck on them, the more you get used to them. And when you get used to them, nigga, that's when the trap is sprung. That's when you go in your pocket. That's when you're going to be ass to contribute. And if you don't contribute now, and somebody else does, and somebody else has to contribute, and you still want to keep the bitch in your circle, you're still going to wind up paying. No, you're not going to get away by paying, by keeping a woman in your circle for a long... You're not going to get away from paying if you keep a woman in your circle for a long period of time. And I will stand by that to the day they put me in the ground. That shit don't change. That's basic, common sense. So when I hear these dudes say, I heard one dude say, he said, well, what you should do, you should concentrate on getting your paper up. You should concentrate on your goals and objectives.
Mm-hmm.
But he stopped short of saying why.
Mm-hmm.
He stopped short of saying why. And that's what all of them do. They'll sit here and talk about getting your money up. They'll sit here and talk about your goals. But they don't say why, the main reason or the main or the motive. The ulterior motive behind all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And what they won't say, and what they won't say, is that those things are attractive to women. Because if they say that, they got to come out and admit to a open trick relationship with these women, even when they're dating them or courting them or trying to get the possibility of sex. So what they try to do is narrowly disguise and say, well, that's what you got to do for yourself. Knowing that if you do that, that's going to attract women. And knowing that those women are attracted to you for, guess what? Your money.
Right.
You see. Mm-hmm. So they're trying to figure out a way to divorce money from sex. You cannot divorce money from sex. You will never divorce money from sex, because sex and money go together like the Ku Klux Klan and the fucking lynching. That's just how it works. That's just a part of the game. So you could be as intellectually dishonest, you could be as disingenuous as you please. Nothing will change. You will go in your pocket. So will I, but I got 75.
And also, understand, motherfucker, Big Mike ain't got them problems, man. Like I said, all you super niggas beating your chest, guess what? Big Mike has always had his bitches in check, man. Has always had them in pocket. And ain't that one of them ever went to the motherfucking courts or the man on me, nigga. You feel me? So, once again, we're going to go ahead and close this on out. I'm going to go ahead and give the parting words to my boy Fuchsia, because, you know, we got to, like, ask this brother, like, where is he at and what's he doing? How can folks find you, bro?
Understand that you always going to take some losses. The thing is to mitigate, reduce, or limit your losses and to capitalize on your gains. That's the name of the game. That is, forget your ego, Fuck your ego. Look at the objective. Be practical. Be reasonable. Now, I know for some of you niggas, that's an impossible task. That's a very difficult task for you to be reasonable. Mm-hmm. But nevertheless, I will implore you to do so. Now, for me, you can find me at powerstrategy.com. At powerstrategy.com, sign up to become a mailing list subscriber. You can also subscribe to the YouTube channel at Power Strategy, the same name. You can also like us on Facebook at Power Strategy, the same name. There was an issue earlier with my website, but I got it cleared up. Shout out to the brother that, you know, gave me, put that little bug in my ear. I got that little niche, or that little snafu cleared up. Mm-hmm. You can also catch me on Patreon at Power of Strategies. I will be uploading new content for my Patreon and for my website this week. For all my chess players, please visit my chess store at powerstrategy.com. All my prices include shipping and handling. You can also catch me every Tuesday. I drop articles for the Negro Manosphere with O'Shea Duke Jackson. And of course, you can catch me here because this is home. This is Mac City. And we will always rep Mac City. And if tricking is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Goddamn right, man. And also, if you think this shit's a joke, man, you go over to MacCity.com and look in there over 10 years worth of receipts, man. Let y'all know that this ain't no joke. I ain't playing no games. This shit is real. You know what I mean? While other niggas is just talking about it, I be about it. You feel me? So, once again, I'd like to thank all my partners, man, for coming on through, all the Mac City players and citizens, man, for supporting us and just giving us love, man. We really appreciate it, man. So, once again, it's the Fat Mac, Big Mike, Almighty Triple XL with my co-host, man, Tony Maceo, nigga, Fucius, Magneto, Zatoichi. And we out.
We out.
We out.
We out.
We out.
Charlie 見てていいんだどほらまださ夢の続きと Помнятся акью, юсо голосы зашли. Наши явасека, отчета кохи механи, как сосею, кону уле, но имама дега. Нарасемете я слайде, йо, има дакева. Ташу амак нару, камо, токи га нагали ля, нанте. Има ва най даке, ибы са тога не. Кудала нега, кими то ле но айда, эй. Хуй да кадзе, кадзе, куэ ни мой касо, чира каште та. Just fui dar a né, o coce da cola com chique de queda. Nunca que vira tá like you love on my home. Menos que tem mais que nem matar instanto na luka. Como é que não posso? Com isso eu não vou rir.
Thank you.